Good afternoon, good evening, good morning. Hello, talking to you all around the world on wonderful BBS Radio. Isn't it great to be thinking globally? This is Veronica Entwistle, and you have tuned in to Radiance by Design. Radiance by Design is the name of the show because each of us has the capacity to choose our radiance. And why would we bother? Because as you go out into the world, if you can keep your radiance at least moving, if not moving higher and higher, you can manifest and create a reality, a health, a vibrance, a joie de vivre. It's a great French term meaning joy of life. You can actually improve your circumstances so much better by creating your reality, by creating your radiance. So I want to talk about that today. And I always believe that we should clear the energy before we start. Now, since we're all of us are talking around the world, and I really hope somebody from other countries should call in. I hope somebody will call in from, I don't know, Hong Kong, France, Vienna. What do you think, Bob? Bob's my helper, sidekick, and dearest soul, sits here quietly with us while we do this radio show. But let's call in people from around the world and talk about raising the fields, raising the frequency around the world, because that raises the possibility of world peace, or many of us living in our authentic truth, living into the dreams that we believe in, living into our healing, healing being the process of moving out of the traps of past reactions, whether those reactive energies come from your cellular structure, your lineage, your inherited structure, or whether it's just from this lifetime where you developed a lot of negative reactions to things and then just keep playing them out like you're a computer who doesn't need to make a choice. We're saying to you, you can take hold of the vibrations in your body, make a choice, and create your reality. So what you want to do is set up a space around you from within yourself and outside of yourself. Let's do it. I like talking about Saint Germain, who's one of the great ascended beings. And he told us about the violet flame. And so as many of you are very familiar with the violet flame, let's fill our space right now with violet flame and have it burn and transform all the leftover thoughts and feelings. What we do is we learn to call in frequencies by choice, and we learn to wash them through ourselves like bottle washers, and we learn to fill our spaces with light and love on purpose so we can live that way. So here we go. Let's call in the presence of our guides and angels and higher selves. And now I want you to see in the corners of your rooms, in the room that you're in, imagine a violet flame burning, burning, transforming, lifting, transforming all the energy fields left over from thoughts and feelings, burning and burning in the corners of your room. And as it burns, you can feel a small shift going on maybe. And as the shift changes, it'll get faster and bigger. And you can see those violet flames growing bigger and bigger until they grow ready to dance. They move sharply to the left and circle round and round in your room, to the left, round and round and round, until they merge together and become a grand bonfire in the center of your room. And imagine jumping into that bonfire. Why would you bother? Because first of all, it's a fun image. Second of all, it burns up a lot of the thoughts and feeling radiances that you have, maybe thinking, oh, I'm not enough, and I radiate that out there, and a lot of people treat me like I'm not enough, right? You want to burn up those frequencies, burn them and burn them and burn them, jump around in that great bonfire, tumble around, see yourself tumbling around, laugh a little bit, bring yourself back to your chair. I'm assuming you're sitting down. You can do this standing up, too. And then take a minute and bring the violet flame up through the soles of your feet. Remember, the feet hold great understanding. And have the violet flame enter and twirl and burn and burn and brighten up your toes till they tingle, your entire feet. Have the violet flame burns round and round in your ankles and up into your calves, where you store pictures from your childhood where you might have loaded a ton of reactive energies. Burn and burn in your calves and have them shoot into your knees. Remember, your knees hold a lot of issues of fear and fear of flexibility, and you burn and burn and feel them. Those of you that have really tricky knees, feel them in your knees. Those of you who don't, keep that violet flame buoying up your meniscus and all the little bits of those joints there, so that it's like greasing the joints. I mean, it's a little different, isn't it? and move the violet flame up through your thighs, the right thighs, how you hold all the old information of how men supported you as a child, your father, grandfather, your whole lineage. And then you move to the left thigh and the way women have supported you throughout your life, all the feminine, the mother, grandmother, and your whole lineage. And have the violet flame burn and burn and through your genital area and your belly, all of which houses the power issues and subconscious power issues, that deep yearning and drive. And remember, the belly area houses everybody else's opinion, everybody else's effect on you, even from karma, from leftover past life stuff. So you violet flame that and violet flame, and you can feel the heat coming through, and you're building up the heat in your body. And the violet flame whirls in through your solar plexus. This is your personal power, the power that you have engendered as a spirit self, as a personality, as a soul. And the violet flame moves through your solar plexus. Notice today, in my solar plexus, when I move the violet flame through, there's some resistance there. So you don't think about it too much. Just keep gently moving the violet flame through until the resistance moves, because it means that we've got reactive issues working against our power. Move the violet flame up through your chest. Fill your chest with light. That's where you hold courage, inspiration, flights of fancy, unconditional love. And then in your lungs, you have leftover grief from other lives, ancient grief. Just really swash out your lungs. Grief is a great thing, but you don't want to haul it down from other lives, do you? And squish that violet flame through your actual pumping organ, the heart. And remember, you're capable of loving beyond your wildest dreams. And the heart also stores the hurts and the clenching of the fist against things that went wrong. Your whole chest does, in fact. Violet flame it through, violet flame it through. Up into your shoulders and how your shoulders hold responsibilities in the world, sometimes too many responsibilities. Have the violet flame move through your shoulders and down your arms, which reflect how you are about loving, receiving, giving, how you hold and love life, how you hold back and don't love life, how your right arm reaches for what you love and want, and the left arm just receives what it is you want to have. Some of us just go rigid when it comes to receiving or even giving. Have that violet flame swish out those old feelings through your fingers, which reach for everything you want and experience in life. Just tingle. Have the violet flame go back up your arms into your shoulders. And now let's move it through your thyroid at the base of the front of the neck, and have that violet flame move and move through the thyroid, where you create wisdom out of everywhere you've ever been and everywhere you're going in this life, and have the violet flame dance and whirl and spin around and round in your neck, where your consciousness of self is always working to be higher. Who are you? It's the most important question to self-center into your truth. And share your love and truth, not your reactiveness. You move into your head, right into the middle of your head with a violet flame, and have that flame dance into the middle of your brain, and then it swells and grows and spirals round and round and dances throughout your entire brain. Give yourself a little facelift if it goes through. And then also, remember, you man, even your faces droop as you get older, and that drooping is from, oh yeah, we know it's gravity, but it's also opinion, attitude, fear. Leftover feelings. So let's move that violet flame up through the face, through the brain. Give yourself a chance to think and feel new and even look new. Shoot the violet flame up through the top of your head so it sticks up like a great fountain. And have the violet flame go up like a great fountain and fall round and round and round your body and round and round your body. And wrap yourself in the violet flame and wrap yourself in the violet flame. And if you do it really well and really carefully, you will feel it all the way through your body. And I promise you that it dusts things up. Now, I wanted to talk about releasing. Are you ready to do that? Oh, and first of all, I'd love to have some callers. I like that. Probably the best. And you callers have been just wonderful over the last few weeks. And the calling number in the U.S. is 877-876-5227. I'll repeat that. 877-876-5227. And if you're in Canada, it's 888-810-8322. 888-810-8322. And if you're anywhere else in the world, it's 530-876-3222. 530-876-3222. and we would really love to talk to you today about you. Because whatever's going on in your life has a lot to do with your soul journey, your reactiveness, and your radiance as well. You know, it's interesting. Bob and I are here in where we used to live in California because we're cleaning out a horrendously packed space in which we kept three households full of goodies, plus Bob's lab work. Bob's an inventor, has a few widgets in his world. And we're trying to clear it out. And talking about clearing, because my guides always say that clearing is about 98% of the process required for our authentication, for our growth, for our becoming in truth with ourselves, right? Here we are, literally, physically clearing out year after year after year of business records, of personal records, of childhood things, of adult things. And boy, it's interesting how many strange energies pop up out of the boxes and grab you. So whilst you clean out, you can go through all kinds of the potential of emotional attachments to old stuff. It's not the stuff we're attached to, it's the energy, the emotional energy that we had around it. And it's kind of fascinating. So clearing is really crucial. So call in about your life and what it is you want to clear, what kind of deals. We do mini readings. We talk about you, your life, who you are, where you're going, what's your soul purpose and why. And I like to keep it relatively short. And goodie, we have somebody right away. And then we're going to talk about more clearing techniques. Hello, you're on the air.
Is this Bonnie?
Yes, it is.
Hi, it's Susie.
Hi, Susie. How are you today?
Good. I'm not hearing well on my phone, so I was hoping to hear it at the same time on my computer I'm on for the very first time.
How wonderful. I'm really glad you called. And sometimes it's the kind of computer and the kind of phone that makes it hard to hear.
See, I can't hear you. I think it's my phone got damaged in our winter storm.
Well, I don't know what to suggest, but you have to turn your computer down.
I did. I turned it down.
Can you hear better?
No. It doesn't have anything to do with the computer. It's just something in my phone doesn't let me receive very well.
Oh, I'm sorry. So
but
I don't know what
to hear you if you talk loud enough.
Okay, so what you could do is ask a question and then hang up and listen on your computer.
Oh, that would be wonderful.
Oh, right.
Well, I had some bad news today that I'm struggling with. My daughter's going to have her dog put down.
Aww.
And just things aren't generally going real well in my life right now. I'm just struggling a lot, and was just wondering what my future is looking like.
Well, I want to say one thing before you hang up, is your daughter's dog has to be put down, but he's a spirit that's going to be back in her life very soon.
In the form of another dog?
Yes, a very different kind of dog, but he's got the same personality, and she will recognize him. Your daughter's very intuitive.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Well, of course, I can't talk to her right now, but I bought her a wonderful card, and I wrote it.
Well, you know, the thing about that, Susie, is that as we know, somebody goes through incredible grief, and we hold light, and we send them light, and we send our prayers, they will feel better more quickly. So let's all do that. People at home, send light to Susie's daughter, who's in, Phoenix, and her family as they release this dog. I know it's a really hard thing. And if we send light collectively, it's amazing how much healing takes place. But I see very swiftly a funny character of a dog showing up in their lives, and I feel like it will be great. And not to go into that, because I would like to know more about your life. Which part of it is the hardest? Because you have a big change coming up.
Right now, nothing seems to be really going very easy. I'm not working right now, and I don't know quite where to go and what to do. But I do co-manage an apartment complex, so I do have at least a roof over my head, which I'm very thankful for.
Well, you have a job coming up through a man you know, not your partner, but another man that you know. There's a job coming fairly quickly, and it's quite hard work, and you have to do what you're told, and you like to be a free spirit, but it would work if you just hang in there with him for a little while. It's like you'll be helping somebody who has his own business.
Okay.
But you personally need to be doing some kind of service work to help people in their lives, and I don't know how you're going to set that up because I see you being quite reluctant, but you're going to have an opportunity to assist some fellow in his own business, and that'll get you going.
Okay.
It's coming up pretty soon. Hello?
Yes. So will I be moving anywhere, do you think, soon?
Yes, I think you will, but not until you've been working for a little while.
Okay.
So I thank you for your call. It's wonderful to hear from you, and we'll also send you light because you're going to be fine. And just keep on going. But when somebody's talking about a job of helping him, it looks like it would be really a remarkable feeling or remarkable opportunity for you, even though you're doubting it at the time.
Okay. Now, you said this is going to be on the computer, so I'll be able to hear it?
Yes.
Oh, good.
Put on bbsradio.com.
Oh, I'm on there now. I was listening to you.
Okay. We've already talked. It's like you ask a question and then hang up and listen.
And then it'll be played.
That's right.
Oh, wonderful.
All right. Much love to you.
Love back to you and to Bob, too.
Okay. Thanks, Susie.
Bye-bye.
Now, it's really interesting because if you phone and your computer, sometimes our computers and our phones don't seem to mesh that well. Some people hear me and think I'm really loud. Some people don't hear me very well at all, for heaven's sakes. And I'm kind of hooting and hollering here, so I know that I'm loud enough, I think. Anyway, we're talking about clearing. And oh, good. We have another caller. Good afternoon. Good evening.
Hi, Veronica. Can you hear me?
Yes, I sure can.
Okay, let me put you a little louder. One sec. Hello, how are you?
Good, thank you. How are you?
Okay, the first time I tuned in your show, and I heard of it through E.T. Jackie's show.
Oh, good.
I just found hers, and I've been enjoying that.
Great. Oh, yeah, I love that show.
Yeah, I do, too.
And what's your name?
My name is Yvonne.
Oh, good. I'm glad you called in, Yvonne. Do you have a question?
I do, and it kind of, the woman you were talking to kind of helped me ask it a little better. It's regarding moving and my work. My husband and I are hoping to move. We just got really excited about the idea, and I have a feeling I've been really stuck where we are.
Where are you now?
In San Francisco, California.
Okay.
And the energy, I'm, you know, working on my own tuition and all that stuff the last 3 years, and I just really, it's too crazy for me, the energy. So we're hoping to move where it's not too bad in San Rafael.
Okay.
I have a cousin we visited, and it was so wonderful. The energy was just so different. So I'm wondering if that's going to work out. And also when you talk about life's work, I feel like I have to get out of here to begin my healing work. And, you know, I just feel very paralyzed here in this city energy.
Well, it's really funny because I'm wondering if you're going to move south. You're not talking about south, but I'm seeing south.
Really?
And there's something really wonderful for you, almost like you expand and grow. If I were you, I'd make a list of things that you love to do because you're going to have an opportunity to create some. Are you a businesswoman? Because I see you creating some kind of business.
I'll tell you, I've done some writing, and I was doing Reiki and reconnective healing and massage, but I have done nothing for the last 3 years because I struggle with anxiety. And it was back in my life,
mm-hmm.
But I'm just starting to feel I'm getting out of it, and I'm ready to do again and ready to work again. And, of course, always for myself. And I always thought it was in the healing.
But, you know, it's funny. I feel like you'll go south to do it.
There's
something to do with the sunshine. There's something about some people you know
uh-huh.
and a gentle, quiet life and something to do with sunshine. And I can't pinpoint the exact place, but it looks like it's a little farther south.
Okay, what you're saying sounds exactly like what we were hoping for, but it is a little more north of us.
I wouldn't set my map by me. I would follow my heart. What you need to do is follow your intuition regarding your job.
Yeah.
Because this is the period in your life where you're going to begin to really do your own thing in a wonderful way. Do you have a child, a little boy?
I'm sorry?
Do you have any children?
I have a son, but he's 27.
Okay. Well, it's funny. I see a little boy in your life.
Really?
Yeah. But that could be how he was when he was little, because it seems like you learned to do something when he was small, did you?
I don't know. When he was small.
It doesn't matter. What I'm seeing is...
Oh, you know, I was writing.
You were writing?
I was writing.
Great.
Yeah.
Well, I feel like you're going to have a very gentle healing practice with some communications linked to it. It's probably writing. Maybe it's writing articles.
Okay, that's wonderful. You know, I'll tell you, when you say follow my intuition as far as not your map, it's so funny. Because what you describe is so what I feel going just 30 minutes north of where we are. It's very different. But sunshine and softness. And so I won't let your map discourage me right now.
Yeah.
Because it fits.
And you do need the softer environment. You do need that.
I do.
It helps your intuition grow, doesn't it?
It does.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And it's going to be fun. I don't know what your husband does, but it's not the same thing as what you'll do. And he's fine with it. If you take the upper hand in terms of where to go, he's fine with it. He can continue with his process.
Oh, he is. And I tell you, that's why it feels so right, because for the first time we agree on something. We don't agree often. And he will even commute the 30 minutes because he absolutely loved it there.
That's wonderful.
Yeah, so it's like, oh, my God, I can't believe we're agreeing on something so huge.
Is he finding a way to work out of his house some of the time?
No, not at this point.
Well, there's some way that his whole business arrangement is going to change, not negatively at all.
Uh-huh.
And it's going to advance your ability to... You're going to be so creative of the next 10 years. It's really beautiful.
Oh, thank you. You know, what you might be getting is he's willing to move over there because he's also willing to find his work over there.
I think that's what's going to happen. And, in fact, I think his work will be a little farther north.
Okay.
But I have a really dear friend who always says, I think when you look at the map, you're standing on your head. So.
Okay. That makes me feel better. Okay.
And yeah, you're going to have a lot of fun, and I really appreciate your call, Yvonne.
Okay, and I thank you so much. I'm enjoying the show.
Good. Thank you.
Many
blessings.
Bye-bye.
Bye. You know what's really interesting is we've all seen The Secret, or many of you have seen The Secret by now, and many of us know about metaphysics and about changing our lives. But it's so interesting how many ways we have a dream, right? And we think, I'd like to be a writer, I'd like to be a movie star, I'd like to be a healer. And then we have all these things that stop us. And sometimes when we were watching The Secret, they didn't list enough of the things that really stop us. And one of the things that we talked about last week is victim. How many times we feel victimized by life's circumstances, and we stay in the victim role. And the guides were just telling me before this show how interesting it is that one of the wooing factors of things like being a victim or being a martyr or being spiritual and poor or really being into self-sacrifice, they're all evidence of us being very well behaved in our past history. As a human being, remember when many of us were taught that those were signs of being well behaved. And that's intrinsic in a lot of us. So as we step forward and really command a change in our life and want to radiate love and want to create the reality that we really desire, you know, the kind of work we want to do and the giving we want to give. Like with Susie, she should be a big giver, because that'll make her so happy. But somehow she stops herself because she has to put up with this and she has to put up with that, and she's bought into, oh, you know, like we talk about buying into someone who sacrifices for the sake of other people. And I'm really glad you called. I'm just going to finish a thought, and then we'll talk to you and put you on the air. So I want you to all take a look, just for a minute, at these and ask yourself if what it feels like to find the victim in yourself. Okay, just take a minute. What does it feel like? Now, for me, I got a really deep pressure in my chest. So I don't know, you might get it in your knees or your calves or something. But pay attention to where your victim is in your body. And now ask your higher self and your guides and angels, just take that energy out right now. We'll talk to our next caller, and we're going to continue with this exercise of moving some of these classic reactive belief things that keep us smaller, keep us confined in good behavior. So you're on the air. Welcome to Radiance by Design. Hello? Hello, did you hang up? Well, that's too bad. Now we'll have to keep working here. Okay, now you're on the air. Hello.
Mommy?
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm very good. How are you?
Good, good. It's good to hear your voice.
Thank you. And what's your name?
My name's Kristen. We are old friends.
Hi, Kristen.
How are you?
I'm very good.
Good.
So now, have you got a question for me, Kristen?
I do not, but Catherine would like to talk to you.
Great.
Ronnie.
Yes.
It's Kate Keeler.
Hi, Kate. How are
you? Actually, I was sitting here. That was Kristen. This is trying to talk on the phone.
These are dear old friends of mine from many years ago, and also channels in their own right. So how are you, young ladies, and have you got a question for me?
We just wanted to see how you're doing. That's honestly all I wanted to do was hear the sound of your voice.
How wonderful. Well, you both have a beautiful, beautiful light in you. Each of you does. And I'm going to do a quick reading on you. Shall I do that?
Please, that would be wonderful.
Okay. When Kristen called, I saw this streak of the psychic in you, Kristen. And there's an expansion coming up for you because somehow I don't feel like you've been living the expansion that you dream about. And the guides are saying right away in talking to you, you want to release something. There's something very contained in you, sort of caged in you about the way you've thought about yourself in the past. And what's underneath that is like a membrane. And what's underneath it is kind of a vibrant beauty, a way of working with people and helping people that's going to push your throat open. You know, the throat is kind of a transformative center, a wisdom center. And you're going to find yourself in your 30s. You're not in your 30s yet, are you?
Ronnie, it's Kristen again. I'm in my late 30s.
Oh, my gosh.
I'll be 38.
That must mean I'm about 100 years old.
Oh, my goodness.
Anyway, you've got a big, big expansion coming up, Kristen. Do you want that?
I do. I've really kind of changed the way that I really approach my life. And I've been trying to open myself up to the possibility of sharing it with someone. And I've met a lot of men recently. And one in particular. So,
well, my memory of you is that you're very beautiful. And
thank you.
The thing I find is that there's a rapid change going to happen. Remember this image, which is quite a good image. It's like you have, the guides are showing this, it's like you have a membrane around a reactive self inside. And if that membrane bursts, the creative flow that's going to come up in you is just going to knock your socks off. And the radiance that you're going to be married by next year, I bet you.
And you know what?
And the radiance that comes up in you is going to be much, it's almost like you'll find it much easier to keep evoking what it is you want in life.
How do I do this? How do I facilitate bursting the membrane?
I'm going to recommend everybody listening. Of course, there are millions of listeners from all around the world. We know that, right?
Right.
I'm going to ask everybody to wrap themselves in light. And what we want to do is exaggerate that resistance inside. It's like a container of resistance that keeps us separate from the world. And for you, I just want you to call up resistance. Just resistance. Now, it makes a funny buzz in your body. Do you feel it too, Katie? Yours is different, Katie. But in any case, just call it up and feel it. And have yourself exaggerate the feeling, exaggerate the feeling. Exaggerate the feeling, and when I do it with you, my hands get it. Do you feel anything when we call it up?
I feel a vibration kind of in my chest.
Just keep calling it, because all it is a like a vibrational field, like a, it's funny, it's like a kind of, I call them like membranes actually. And
okay. And
they hold so much old emotional reaction and psychology. If you can keep calling it up and feeling it and noticing where it is in your body, and then ask your angels to just take it or command total release of it or both those things, you'll find all of a sudden, after doing that for a few days, there's something changed in you. And it's really hard to give it linear terms, but it's going to open your very self-protective about intimacy. In fact, both of you are. It's going to open you to be more available, and that's a message that goes out vibrationally to the appropriate people. I see a man coming who's very, very wonderful for you. And you haven't met him yet. You might have met a nice man recently, But as you keep clearing, you will find that there's a different kind of person coming towards you. And he's really, really special, very swell. The guides are calling him Swell, which is right out of the 40s, so who knows where that came from. But he's adorable. But your route to finding him is clearing the resistance in yourself against intimacy. How does that sound?
Wow.
And for people at home, very often if we stub our toe, our vision stubs its toe and is not happening, calling up some deep inner resistance is a really good way to get to the subject. And you'll watch the printout in your life change. And now, Katie, do you have a question? You've got a Prince Charming, have you?
Yeah, I do now.
And he's hesitant. You're both kind of shy, are you?
Yes, I think so. Yes.
Well, you know I'm not into predictions, but I like him a lot.
He's wonderful.
Does he have a good sense of humor? You don't giggle enough. You need to giggle your head off, girl.
He does make me laugh a lot.
This is really important for you. But
yeah.
You're another one who has a very strong protective kind of a membrane. It's in a different part of your body than Kristen. But if you could call it up, and people at home remember this, if you want to meet someone that you want to share with, you're really looking for kind of a synergy with two people so that what you can come up with is a greater entity because there's two of you there creating it, right?
Right.
And
right.
You don't want to be in your resistances. So I'm watching you, Katie, going, yours is more in your frame, like your back and so on. And I feel like you're both so intensely creative. And you're dropping your defense is a really special, important thing for you.
Mm-hmm.
Mostly because you had it for really good reasons, and I won't enumerate them all on the radio here. And it's
Pardon?
Time. I said you've had your defenses for very good reasons.
Mm-hmm.
But it's time, isn't it, to step out
yes,
of it.
Yeah. Oh, definitely. Yes, it is.
So step out of it, because I think this man is adorable.
He is. He's wonderful. In fact, it was funny because I met him, went out with him once, but didn't call him back because I was still waiting for someone else.
Nope.
And then about a month later, I watched him get off of an elevator and help another person off the elevator, smile at them, get back on. And as the elevator door closed, I kicked myself and thought, and this is the person I didn't call back.
Aww.
And I even mentioned it to Kristen. And she said, well, just see. And a week later, I ran into him again, but this time actually, you know, face to face. And basically asked him to forgive me and asked him if I could have another dinner date. And he was incredibly gracious and we've spent basically every weekend together since then.
Aw, well, he really enjoys you. He has a cute mm-hmm. hairdo, it seems to me.
He's a redhead.
All I can see is that the energy of his hair is very sweet to me.
Yes, yes.
Isn't that fun? Well, it looks very good, and Kristen, it's very good. I'm so delighted to hear both of your voices.
We are yours.
All right. Well, much love to you, and thank you so much for your call.
Much love to you, Ronnie. Bye-bye.
Bye. Well, that was wonderful. I hope we have more callers, and I really adore a lot of the people that I've watched grow. Those two young women have grown and grown. I guess they're not so young now, but I think of them as very young women. Of course, I'm a very young woman, too. Are you? Anyway, again, their forward motion, which is, I would say, is assured, has a lot to do with, again, their clearing. Always, always clearing. And both of them are really sensitive and have had to be very strong under some difficult circumstances as they grew up. So that creates, ta-da, reaction. And we could say it's appropriate because our soul journeys, right, required those challenges as a small person, so we're getting the information. But as we clear and as we drop off those protective fields that we learn to armor ourselves with, holy mackerel, then we get to bring to ourselves a lot of magic and help a lot of people. So now I was getting a lot of you at the beginning saying a lot, aren't I? I was getting you to feel where your victim energy is. Always pay attention to where things are in your body. If you bring up a concept or an idea or whatever, feel where it is in your body, because your body, as I always say this, is a filing cabinet, and you store certain emotions in certain organs. And through the years, you'll learn how to heal organs by pulling emotions out at times. So anyway, where did you get martyr? Where was that in your body? And now I'd like some of you, and I know a lot of you have issues with money. And I remember Oprah saying one day that even if you have a lot of money, you can have a lot of issues with money. Money brings up fear. Money brings up all kinds of challenges and so on. Oh, goody, another caller. As soon as we do this next clearing, I will answer you and bring you on the air. All right, so money, I want you to all stop and breathe, wrap yourself in light, and call up all the energy of money. Where do you feel it in your body? What does it feel like? Yeah. For some of you, it kind of chokes you off, makes your shoulders tight, worries your forehead. For some of you, it hits the third eye. Some of you have got it right in the buttocks, which is appropriate because the red chakra is the one that's supposed to tell us about how we handle money. And it's, of course, at the base of the spine. Just exaggerate it a bit more. Call up all the energy that comes from your relationship with money. Now, anywhere where we're contracting or we're holding tight, that's limiting our flow, isn't it? Because flow is a current that moves right through us. And if it's limiting it like that, then we bring in our guides and angels and ask for help as we command total release of our reactions to money now. Total release. And then swish yourself out with light as if you have a light gargle. That's it. A light gargle. Oh, good. Good work. And now whirl the light round and round and round your body. Now, if you're going to really clear issues about money, guess what? You're not going to do it in 3 minutes on Radiance by Design, but you are going to do it by doing a habitual clearing over time. So I really recommend it. Now, we have a wonderful patient caller who's been waiting, and you are on the air if you're still there.
Yes, hi.
Hi.
How are you, Ronnie?
I'm really good. How are you?
Great, great.
Who have I got?
My name is Jeannie.
Hi, Jeannie.
Hi.
Have you got a question for me? You got
yes,
a nice light,
yes.
Jeannie.
My husband's been wanting a different job, and he's been trying for different ones, and he hasn't. He's still the same one, which he doesn't care for. Do you see him getting one soon? A different one that he'll love?
What town are you in? He's holding himself back. Why is that? Is he very shy?
No.
When I see him at work, Jeannie, I feel him holding himself back. So if he's trying to get a job, has he been putting applications out?
Yes.
Okay. His energy is constricted. It's held back. Do you understand what I mean?
Yes.
Yeah. And I would ask him to bring up all that constriction. He's really scared. He's a very, very bright and he's actually a hardworking man, isn't he?
Yes.
And he's one who is victimized by his own goodness. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
He's a good boy. He does the right stuff. And he finally goes, I don't want to do this anymore. Right?
Exactly.
He has a job coming. But I want him to lighten up and free himself from that really intense holding pattern. It's just really frustrating because if we want to create what we want to create, we want to send our energy ahead of us. And he's too contained. Can you make him laugh? Can you horse around with him?
Yes.
Has he seen The Secret?
No, I was just going to order that on Amazon. Right?
Good, I think you should. What city are you in?
South Dakota, Sioux Falls, South Dakota.
Oh, okay. I just know where there's some in Belmont, California, but I don't suppose you can pick it up there.
Yeah, there isn't any around here, so I'm going to have to order it online.
Yeah, that's okay. It's really worth seeing, isn't it?
Yes. I've heard a lot of good things about it.
Yeah, because what happens, this is a very good example, even though we know lots about the material in The Secret, if you just play it and ignore it, it still runs a really high energy into your room, and that will also lift him.
Okay.
I feel like I want to shake him up, ruffle him, lift him, and bring him, he's very cute when he laughs, isn't he?
Yes, he is.
Yeah. I want to get him going and say, because he has some kind of work that he is going to be able to do. Right now, he's trying to do the right things or something, but he's got a dream. He needs to reach for his dream.
Okay. I haven't worked for a while, and I was wondering how it would work if I opened up my own real estate business.
You go, girl. You'd be very good. You're really organized, aren't you?
Yes.
There's a place. Do you know, is there a friend who wants to open it with you?
Well, my husband and I would open it together, but he would also have to keep another job for the insurance, health insurance.
Wait a minute. First of all, yeah, okay, I guess that's true. But second of all, as soon as you did my husband and I, the whole thing just lit up. You guys have the ability to really do this. You know that?
Oh, I believe we do.
Yeah. It's very exciting. Because I saw you with a man. It's him.
It probably better be him or I'll be in trouble.
Your own Prince Charming is still Prince Charming.
Yes, he is.
But he has a way. I mean, we are kind of victimized at times. There are ways that you can get health insurance without having to sell your whole life into a job for it.
Yeah.
You know?
It gets spendy, but
of course
we can bring it to us.
How's the, are you good at creating your reality?
I've been working on it. I've been trying to help my daughter work on hers. I take care of her and my grandson every day, and she is getting better, but she was hit by a drunk driver and had a lot of surgeries.
Oh, have we talked before, you and I?
Yes, and yeah. I've been trying to get her to heal herself and get her off on her own so that I can get on with, you know, going back to work.
Well, I think that it's going to happen, and I really love the idea of the real estate. A, B, you don't have to jump into it wholeheartedly quite yet, but
right.
I would lay the grounding for it because the real estate market is going to change over where you are, and things are going to start to move up again. And the thing about him, your husband, he does have the possibility of another job fairly soon, and that would bridge, you know, that would make him feel much more possible.
Okay,
does that
sounds
make sense?
Good.
And your daughter's coming along. It's slow, but she's coming along.
And my grandson is great, so.
He's adorable. How old is he?
He's 3.
He's just very adorable, and he's an old soul. Have you noticed that?
Oh, yes. He comes up with the darndest things.
Well, he just looks to me like somebody who absolutely understands some of the critical nature of where he is right now. He's
yes.
very supportive of everyone, isn't he?
Yes, he is.
Bless his heart. Well, so you're a good mama. You work hard.
Well, thank you.
All right, darling. Thanks for your call.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. Isn't it interesting how much we take on because of our soul's journey? And that Jeannie is doing that. And it looks like she's going to go into real estate and do one lickety-split. It's a good job for her in time. Not quite yet. But when the time is right, we get to really express. I'm saying don't be victimized by time either, because victim is the thing where we've been wooed into believing that the right behavior is this or that, and we're not victims. So the idea is then to get into creating on paper the reality that you see yourself having. Create it on paper. Goody, we have another caller, so you don't have to do the next exercise till I've talked to this caller. I bet you're all relieved, are you? Good afternoon. You're on the air.
Hi, my name is Brenna, and I had a question about an opportunity that just kind of poked into my life out of nowhere.
Oh, great. We love that.
I've always kind of wanted to have my own business and run it my way and someday possibly employ some of my friends who are all really, really talented but in different ways.
Mm-hmm.
And I have an opportunity right now to try doing a clothing business with a friend of mine, and he would be putting on designs onto the shirt, and I would be making the shirts themselves, which is what we were planning on starting with. And I'm not really sure how to go about it or if this is the right person to do it with, or I'm just not really sure.
Well, you know what's really interesting is the business itself looks really good. The friend is a little bit droopy at times. Have you noticed that?
Yeah.
Is he depressed?
He's kind of in a transition point in his life, so everything's sort of up in the air for him, but this was something that he was doing as a hobby for himself. We got to talking about it, and we both just got really excited. But
well, it turns, you know what? I think you can do this with him for a wee while, but what it shows immediately, what the guides show me, first of all, you have a very strong creative light in you. You're very willful and quite powerful. And it looks like you're going to move forward and suddenly be involved in another business that you don't know about, which is a new opportunity coming up with yet another person. And that it's not a bad thing. Nobody's upset because this business goes for a wee while. but it looks like you're going to jump, you know what I'm saying? You're going to jump in quite a big way to another business. And the other person is more aligned to business and has the money and is just moving and grooving.
Oh, okay.
So I would go, if it were me and I were being bossy here, I would say, go for it, girl. But don't put all your eggs in it and say, this is the end result, because you'll do other things.
Right.
But you do have a really amazing business coming up, and I don't know if it'll be a year or 2 years or what, but it's quite amazing.
Oh, well, that's good to hear.
Yeah. Stick with your light. Your light's growing like mad. And your friend is good, but he's a little slow at times and a little bit droopy and sometimes loses interest in getting things done a certain way.
Yeah.
And that wouldn't work for you too well. You'd start getting pretty cranky about it.
Yeah.
And the other thing is you say you don't know how to do it. You do, actually. Just start small and start going and just keep growing it. You'll find that it has a course of action all its own. You have to keep track of expenses and what you bring in, and you know how to do that.
Yeah.
It looks like a lot of fun.
Yeah, it is a lot of fun, actually.
I just don't
want to get too wrapped up in the fun and not pay attention to what's intelligent.
Yeah, we'll just always ground your fun by keeping the numbers straight. I get the feeling you know how to do that.
I do.
Yeah. And you know how to, do you know how to assess other people if people are dragging you down, how to sort of step away?
Yeah, well, I'm working on it.
Okay, keep the energy strong, because you don't want to go, you want to set the tone, not go the way someone else has set the tone. You understand
right.
what I mean? And he benefits too.
He's
a good soul. He's just got a lot of depression right now.
Yeah.
But he's a good guy.
Well, that's good to hear. Thank you so much.
Thanks for your call.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye. And that was an interesting call, too, because in that person's life, there is a really strong soul light where she has to find ways of doing things her own way and yet coming up with, I don't know what it is, it's like an understanding of how the world works and how people work. She has to kind of work into the world, even if it's business and clothing, kind of as a healer. That's someone whose personal journey has to keep up with what she's putting out there. Not everybody is commanded to do so much integrating at a young age, but that one is required not by me, but by her inner journey. Those two women that called a while back, Kristen and Katie, they also have that, where everything they do requires that they do an integration of self. You could say it's the journey of the healer. Many of us healers have been really challenged to find out what's really true for us. And life just keeps falling apart if we're not in our truth. Have you ever experienced that yourself? All right, so we're going to do another clearing exercise. And I hope that some more people will call in. I'm really enjoying this today. It's 877-876-5227. I'll repeat it. 877-876-5227. And in Canada, it's 888-810-8322. 888-810-8322, or internationally it's 530-876-3222, 530-876-3222. Now, we were going back to talking about clearing, because if you look at The Secret, or if you talk about creating your reality from any metaphysical standpoint, and it's really, they're all over there. They've been teaching us probably since the recorded history began. But The Secret is a really wonderful movie that really got us all going again. One of the things they didn't outline in it was that our attitudes to being well-behaved, that is being a victim, a martyr, vows of poverty that many people in the spiritual journey took and many of us remember in our soul journey. It's great to be poor, we're much holier, all of that stuff. That stuff is really, we're just riddled with it. It's way down deep in our cells and our souls. And calling those things up and really feeling where they are in you and clearing those can help you, even just becoming aware and alert to what's been holding you back or what you've been believing in at a subconscious level will lighten your load enough to help you manifest the world that you really want. So, for example, if you want to be rich, do you want to be rich, Bob? If we want to be rich, a lot of times people go, well, no, I don't need much money. Oh, no, I don't need a lot of money. I just need, we'll go, why not? Why not want a lot of money? Because most of us have a funny ting in ourselves that goes, bing! If you want a lot of money, then you're sacrificing a lot of high principles. That isn't necessarily true. Those are old belief structures. Those are really deep holding patterns in our consciousness that keep us sort of pivoting around on not enough, or bargaining with spirit, bargaining with the universe that not enough works with us. We can release all that stuff. So let's go. I want you to feel in your body, mind. We just did money. Now we're going to do vows of poverty. How's that? So I'm going to ask you to, I'm not saying take a vow of poverty. Now, don't get excited there. I'm saying, let's see if we've got that recorded in our body, mind. So again, wrap yourself in light and ask yourself to feel all the energy that comes from having taken vows of poverty. And you know what? I get it in my body. I get it in my chest, in my knees, in my thighs, in my ankles. My feet just went dead. Isn't that interesting? So I must have been a nun. I know I've been a nun a number of times. I've been a monk. I've been a Buddhist monk. I've been all kinds of those kinds of self-sacrificing aesthetics or spiritual mastery situations. Now, we don't forget that stuff. I mean, we forget it consciously, but it's resonant in your body. Do you have any in your body? Let's one more time call up and feel all the energy that comes from vows of poverty in your body, mind, emotional self. Let's feel it. Yeah. Where do you feel it in your body? And now exaggerate it, make it as big as you can in your body, which means that you pay attention to pounding in your head or your knees or your elbows or your little finger or your earlobe. It doesn't matter. But when you know where it is, you learn how you file things in your body. And one more time, exaggerate it. Now let's call in our guides and angels and ask for help. And let's command total release of the energy from those old vows of poverty and how they tied in with spirituality. One more time, let's this time take a spiraling platinum light and swish it through your body, cleaning out all that energy from poverty. Clean it out. That's it. And when you start moving these lights through your body, guess what? You're going to feel it. Some of you already do. But you would feel it like mad. You'll really notice when it's there and when it's not. Now let's clear that. Let's command total release one more time. Okay. Now let's take a look at your soul journey. What is it that you want to create in your life? If you've got a soul journey, what I mean is if each of us has themes in our soul and we want to get certain things accomplished, how do we know what our soul themes are demanding that we do? Well, some of the ways that we do it is talking to ourselves, okay? What do you think is the most important? And isn't it interesting that there's a lot of things in our soul themes that talk to us. I'm trying to think of some examples in my own life. I know when I was little, I thought it was really strange that big people would say things like, gee, I'm really glad to see you, when inside they were saying, gol darn it, why are they here? So there's always this kind of gap. People would say, do this, this is what makes a good person, and then they would lie and do stuff, and I could see it. I was very, very psychic, but didn't know I was psychic. I thought everybody could see like that. But from my experience, adults spoke one way, but inside they were very different. So I used to say when I was little, when I'm big, I'm going to figure out how big people work. Now look what happens. You know, I go through life and I study things like school teaching and counseling psychology and metaphysics and spirituality, and I'm more and more and more psychic so that I understand more and more about what makes people work and how we work on the individual and how the collective. But I knew that at three years old. I knew that I really needed to know how big people work because they certainly perplexed me. So when you want to know what your soul journey is, take a look at the stuff that keeps showing up in your life. Take a look at what kind of patterns keep reintroducing themselves. Take a look at when you work really hard at certain things. And I say work really hard on purpose because for example, if I'm doing my readings, and sometimes I'll go on tour and I'll do 8 or 10 readings, and I'm so excited, I'm just high as a kite by the end of it. I love it. I'm very thrilled. Now, this is not an advertisement. This is me saying the evidence when you're on your journey is through the amount of energy you get. So if you're doing something like working in a store and you just get really pumped and really high, you're on your journey. It may not be a clerk all your life, but it may be serving people, helping people. It may be the products that you're selling. You can tell. And if you've always wanted to dance, you've always wanted to write a book, it'll just keep showing up and showing up until you do it. Now, how do you know you're on your soul journey? Because you get released. You get relieved. Your energy feels better, and you're much more empowered. I always believe, I call it my politics or the new politics. I always believe that if we were all doing what we were authentically created to do, if I was doing what's in my soul journey, and Bob is an inventor, so he's doing what's in, he's also a metaphysician. So if he's doing what's in his soul journey, he sometimes is harassed and haggard, but mostly he's impassioned. He's having it. He's living it. He's not just doing it because somebody else told him to. I think if many of us were doing what's in our soul journey, I don't think we'd be competitive. I don't think that we'd go to war. I really believe that people would be more peaceful one with the other if each of us was presenting our own special truth into the world and not vying for attention about whether or not my presentation is going to get the most attention. So I think this is my politics, is that if we get to be more and more authentic, guess what? There'll be no more war. What do you think of that? All right, so I think it's time for me to say goodbye. Well, we have a little bulletin that we get to stay on till about 9 minutes after 4 because Chevy Chase is coming on at 4:15. Isn't that exciting? He's quite a character, isn't he? So I get to be followed by Chevy Chase. Wow. So we're going to be on a little bit longer than we thought. So you still have time to call in, 877-876-5227, 888 if you're in Canada, 810-8322. And if you're international, 530-876-3222. So where were we? Now I've been kind of confused by this. Okay, so we're on our soul journey, and I believe that the politics of creating our reality could actually end a lot of the global strife. What if we learn to be in touch with who we are? You know, a lot of you have watched Inconvenient Truth, which is about global warming and so on. And we saw how dangerous the way the world is coming apart is, and that the global warming is messing up, was giving us some interesting storms, and it's really threatening the topography all around the world, and we're up for some big changes. And I was sort of startled as an intuitive watching that, because for those of you who have not seen it, near the end, Gore has this graph showing how fast the melting is impacting our world, and the red line that was wiggling like a normal kind of average graph was suddenly getting really exotic and moving like mad. And then near the end, there's this great red line that goes straight up like a spike, saying that the world changes are going to happen very, very, very fast and very extremely. And I was watching, and I could see the line of human consciousness. I'm going, wow, can we match the rate at that change? The human consciousness has the capacity to change in such a way as we can, this is how I understand life, that we can offset the traumas of global warming, for example. If consciousness can be inspired around the world, we can pass it on, and it's so contagious that things change really fast and more and more and more people are creating a loving and happy reality, which is a win-win for all of us. I'll betcha we can match that great red line and the Inconvenient Truth and become just as powerful as the destruction that we've fomented on the planet. I see it as kind of a politics. Learn how to create your reality, pass it on, encourage one another. I think we're less competitive, we're less vying for a tiny bit of the world's bounty when we all know we can create it. It's so exciting. It's really politics when you think about it. You understand what I mean? So, again, we go back into clearing. What are the kinds of things that hold us back from creating the reality we want? One more of these things is self-sacrifice. Well, it's really interesting because in the world of metaphysics, in the world of authenticating ourselves, in the world of being in truth with ourselves, we have to be quite self-centered. Somebody called me, self-involved or self-focused. I go, yeah, because I don't know any other way to work it out. So you get self-centered, you figure out what makes you tick, what holds you back, clear as much as you can, and you become this little vortex that's able to create the reality they want in the world and can pass it on. It's very exciting, so we need to be self-centered, not self-sacrificing. If you throw yourself away, then you move along. As Brenna called about the process that she was in with her little company, and she's really excited about it. If she gives away what she knows and sacrifices the truth of self for someone else's mood, everything gets all confused and emotionally distraught, doesn't it? If you know yourself and you can really keep going and know that you have the talent and the ability and can keep releasing that which holds you back, which is victimization to someone else's point of view or martyrdom to someone else's need or a vow of poverty which keeps us poor, or then back to self-sacrifice of I'm a good person because I give over everything just for other people, then we don't get to be self-centered, not selfish, creative, self-centered, loving, exploring who the self is all the time and passing it on. It's such a brilliant time for us to live on the planet. It's very scary talking about an inconvenient truth at times and with Iraq and wars and people dying. But it's also very brilliant if we can really take charge and really begin to create the reality we want. Hot diggity, I wonder what kind of a life will be coming up. All right, so let's see now. Let's create the society. Let me see what else I have to do here. Here we are sitting in well, good. Good timing. We have a caller. Good afternoon. You're on the air in our last section of time, which is a bonus.
Hi, Ronnie. This is Vicki.
Hi, Vicki. How you doing today?
Good. I wanted to make a comment about the Al Gore movie.
Good.
After watching The Secret, I got the impression that it did more harm to pay attention to that kind of thing than I got the impression that The Secret was suggesting we pay attention to what we want, and if we focus on what's wrong, we get more of it. So doesn't it do more harm to pay attention to that movie than to just pay attention to the way we want it instead of what's wrong?
Yeah, I think in a certain way you're right, but my own personal understanding is we shouldn't be afraid to look at what's going on.
But doesn't that make more of it?
I didn't think so in that case, because one of the things he did do was give us a whole list of things that we can do about it. So instead of that free-floating anxiety and the drag down of fear, I suddenly went, okay, we can do all this. And as I told you, I believe that our consciousness will match that red line. So I'm not a proponent of us not knowing. You know what
I'm
saying?
Yeah, I don't. I'm not suggesting that we don't know, but to dwell on the wrong.
Yeah, I don't dwell on it. Do you?
Well, I think that movie has the ability to make people do that.
Well, I think that it's saving grace. I'll repeat that part. The saving grace for me was that he gave me a lot of things I can do.
Yeah, which is the cool part of it, yeah.
And then several people have said, and I don't really pay too much attention to news for exactly the reasons you're talking about, but people have said that many are asking for him to run for president.
Yes.
And my first reaction is, of course, he's got some solutions instead of us standing around going, holy crap, what do we do now? You know. So I agree with you. If we focus and obsess on how terrible it all is, we're part of creating it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I just, you know, it just kind of feels to me like a lot of people that aren't very metaphysical might get that take on it.
I've talked to a lot of people who who say they at least feel they can do something. And that, to me, I mean, you got a million people saying I can do something, and they're doing something. That's a big thing.
That's cool, yeah.
Yeah, so I feel that's the gift he gave to everybody.
Okay.
And people can choose to be negative about it or negative about anything. I've heard a lot of stuff about The Secret as well. I think it's how we take it, isn't it, Vicki?
I didn't hear that very last sentence.
I just say I've heard a lot of negative stuff about The Secret as well and how people take it.
Oh, I haven't heard that.
Yeah, well, you know, it's just... I have, but it's just what people...
I'm not that out there. I'm kind of in a garden.
Aren't you lucky? You're attuned to nature, darling.
The plants haven't been saying so. Can I have a quickie reading on my granddaughter?
Yeah. What's her name?
Kaylee.
Kaylee?
Mm-hmm.
She's a sweetheart. How old is she?
18 months, or 16 months.
And is she okay?
As far as I know.
Well, I'll tell you what that girl is. She is quite determined and very, very smart.
Very smart.
Yes. She's 18 months, but she looks a lot older than
really?
That.
Really? Yeah, that's the impression her parents are getting, is that she's very advanced.
Yeah, and, well, not just that, she's an old soul.
She is an old soul?
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought so.
One of the protective things I want to do for this sweet little thing, because she is a sweet, sweet soul, she can get weighed down easily because... She has some deep knowing about problems deep down inside of her, and when they have problems around her, they have to take measures to ease her because she takes it on.
Oh, she takes the problems on around her?
Yeah.
Okay.
And it's not just empathy. It's almost, the guides are saying in her case, it's kind of an alignment with having deep, old experiences and the familiarities of Earth problems. So she
Got
can
it.
Get weighed down young.
Yes. And what can be done about that?
Kitch her, tease her, even in the middle of something that's nothing to do with her, say, wow, some of these problems are, even think about Gore, some of these problems really get resolved, even though she's only 18 months old. Like, wow, mommy's going to be really bright when that happens. Or, you know, you can use little lines like that.
Yeah, well, she's in another state, but I will pass it on.
Yeah, pass it on to her mom, because I think she would listen to you.
Okay, great. Yeah, her mom's very, well, she's got an open ear for the metaphysical way of thinking. Definitely.
Yeah, because I can almost hear her saying, oh. And then the thing about little teeny children, if it works and the child responds, you can tell. You can tell if they get eased, you know.
Yes.
I've seen babies. My daughter used to be like about 6 weeks old. You just had to talk to her. You could tell her about a traffic jam or whatever. She just responded and lit up. You needed to talk to her.
You know, my daughter-in-law is an optometrist, and her father is too. She works with her dad now, who just broke his foot in two places, so she's had to take all the work over, and she wasn't working full-time, so that might be, and it's really kind of doing her mom in, that kind of might be what you're seeing.
Okay, well, that's a good example. So just telling the daughter that's, you know, saying something as simple as, you know what? Grandpa's going to be better soon, and I won't be working this much. Something as goofy sounding as that.
Just say it to her, whether she's 18 months or not, right?
Exactly. Just talk to her, you know.
Oh, I get it. Okay, that makes sense.
And so thank you for your call, because that's really uplifting for me.
Thank you very much, Ron.
Thank you.
Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
All right. Well, so we'll see you all next Tuesday on Radiance by Design. And, boy, it's been fun for me today that we've had so many callers, and I know there's so many out there looking at creating your reality and lifting the pulse of consciousness around the world. Isn't BBS Radio wonderful? Thank you so much to Dawn. And this is Veronica Entwistle. You can email me, veronica@veronicaentwistle.com, ENTWISTLE.com. Remember, there's no H in Entwistle. And call me for a session, 510-595-5564. I'll repeat that, 510-595-5564. Or simply email me and tell me what you thought about the show and what you'd like to hear on the show. The other thing is I have a website, www.veronicaentwistle.com. And we're going to do some, and website needs upgrading. We're going to do some exciting things over the next few weeks, so we'll see what you think of that. Oh, and don't forget to tune in Thursday night on BBS Radio, where I co-host, or basically I kind of interview Jackie Solvitti, who does some wonderful channeling and healing work with ETs and all kinds of consciousnesses that are not embodied in the physical. in third density, as she calls it. We have a lot of fun. So tune in Thursday night BBS Radio at 8 o'clock or next Tuesday, 4 o'clock West Coast time, and I sure appreciate your calls and send you much love. Stay tuned for Chevy Chase. It'll be fun to see what he does with radio.